Poland's interior ministry says 100,000 Ukrainians have poured into the country since the Russian assault began. Many have been taking temporary shelter in halls and train stations. Zane Basravi is live for us now from eastern Poland, where Ukrainians are crossing the border. Zane, bring us up to date on what's happening there.
Well, Hazem, we're inside the train station in the town of Przemyśl. A small train station, relatively speaking, an otherwise mid-sized town, has become a major hub of activity as Ukrainian refugees continue to stream across the border. Last night, we reported an estimated 30,000 people had crossed. Now we're saying 100,000, which represents the speed of how things are really picking up around here. Now, I want to give you some more latest information that we're hearing from the government is that now all border crossings are open to foot traffic. The government here knows that people are stuck at the border there. They're stuck on the Ukrainian side. Processing times are taking a long time. They're having to abandon cars. Rail lines are all overwhelmed, so a lot of people are ditching everything and walking. So they've reopened all borders to foot traffic. And when people cross the border by rail, car, or foot, this is the kind of place they come to first. Now, trains from Lviv are coming here, and when they come here, places like these are usually the first time they have a chance to have any kind of help. There's official help and unofficial help. We're seeing medical facilities here. We're seeing people handing out food and drink and all kinds of other nourishment here. We're also seeing plenty of private citizens offering to give people shelter and rides all across Europe. We've seen people putting up signs saying free rides and free housing inside Poland in places like Krakow. There's a man here that has a sign posted. He's offering free transport outside of the city, elsewhere into Poland, as well as free nights of stay for anyone who's coming in and needs a place to stay. There's so many volunteers here that are offering rides to Prague, Berlin, Denmark. Really, the outpouring of help from Europeans for other Europeans really gives you a sense of the fact that this conflict is not just Russia versus Ukraine. This is Russia versus Europe. We're just going to walk down this hall to give you a sense of the space here. We've got another makeshift food station set up here. People in the hall just ahead of us are registering to get rides to elsewhere in Europe where they have friends and family. Some people have nowhere to go, but are being assisted here by Polish authorities to try to get them some kind of resources. Now, we've seen reports of 100,000 people coming, and even though there are hundreds of people at this train station, they don't stay around very long, and that's because we're seeing a lot of people being brought in via train. There's just another train that's come in now. There's another one expected in a couple of hours. They don't stay here very long. They're being moved out elsewhere into Poland, elsewhere into Europe by volunteers as well as official Polish government agencies and NGOs, and that's all part of the help that Ukrainians are receiving. We've met with several people here. They're frustrated, they're tired, they're scared. One of the stories we heard from a group of young women with children is that they had to leave their husbands behind at the border, and they were very aware of the fact that this might be the last time that they're saying farewell to their husbands. Men of a certain age, men between 18 and 60, are not being allowed to cross over. They're being conscripted into the Ukrainian armed forces in an effort to continue to push back against the Russian invasion. But the fact of the matter is that many of the people we've spoken to here say that the fall of Kiev is a foregone conclusion. It's only a matter of time. And after Kiev, they think large cities like Lviv, where trains come in from to this train station, they think those places are just next on the list for cities that are likely to fall in this invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
Zane, thanks very much. Zane Basravi reporting to us there from a train station in eastern Poland where so many Ukrainians have been arriving.